Hi there, it's your friendly local Reckless Eric. This week I'm going to be talking about being famous. Everybody wants to be famous, apparently. Famous for 5 minutes. An overnight sensation.
Well, I know it sounds funny, but I'm not in it for the money, no. I don't need no reputation, and I'm not in it for the show.
The Raspberries, of course, that's the other Eric, in fact, Eric Carmen, with Overnight Sensation. Now, listen to this.
You want to become a dancer? You're going to have to work. Work your little tights off.
I wear no tights.
Neither am I.
You want fame. Well, fame costs. And right here is where you start paying. In sweat. I want to see sweat.
Well, that's all very well. That was the 80s. They made it sound so unpleasant. Why would you want to go through that? But people did in the 80s. That was when people would demean themselves, really demean themselves to get a hit record, not just like jumping the fountain at Trafalgar Square as a publicity stunt. It was all so much simpler when Jerry Reed hitched a ride on an overloaded poultry truck and ended up in Mobile, Alabama, picking the guitar in an all-night bar.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story to them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. But don't need a guitar man, son. So I slipped in hobo jungles, bombed 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, or make it on out to the club called Jackson. You've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Why wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man.
More like it. Modest aspirations and a whole lot of talent get you anywhere, that. Even kids from a council estate in Manchester. All went hideously wrong, I think, for a while.
Just too fast for me.
think that's great. A lot of people don't like them. Of course, that's Oasis' first album, first track on the first album. Questionable if it is actually rock and roll by the end of it, which I think is quite funny. It's probably a redefinition of it. If I wanted to get posh about it, I could say yes, it's a redefinition of the form. But I won't. It's funny how things can go wrong, you know. A wrong word somewhere, an unfortunate gig. Even the wrong deodorant.
She sang the best she'd ever sang. She couldn't ever sing any better. But Mr. Davidson never rang. She knew he would forget her. She'd seen him there and put herself to ransom. He had stared. He really was quite handsome. She had really looked her best. She could never look any better. But she knew she'd failed the test. She knew he would forget her. Triumphant was the way she felt as she acknowledged the applause. Triumphant was the way she felt when she saw him at the dressing room door. She was happier than she'd ever been as he praised her for her grace. But his expression changed, she had seen, as he leant to kiss her face. It ended there. He claimed a late appointment. She quickly turned to hide her disappointment. She ripped her glittering gown. Another show, no. But the odorant had let her down. She should have used odorono.
Oh dear, I always wonder who that Mr. Davison was that never rang. I mean, I know he was an impresario, but I wonder which one. Anyway, you can't go wrong with a double dose of The Who. I'm sure this will cheer things up. We got a hit.
We got our folks together. We broke down barriers. We followed dream to dream. We were the carriers. We got rich and famous. Papers at our door. We talked a lot of crap. Ooh, they just don't want it.
But it won't make you happy. It never seems to. Jerry Reed went south and found a modest amount of success. Well, in his song, he found a modest amount of success. He found a hell of a lot more than that in real life. In a bar down in Mobile, Alabama. Now, Bobby Bear took a freight train north to Detroit City and found nothing but misery.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night
great city, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City. From the letters that I write, they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City. And after all these years, I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
Detroit City by Bobby Bear. Now, of course, I haven't talked about what happens when you've been famous and then you stop being famous. That's possibly the worst thing that could happen. I heard about a boy band in the early 90s in Germany who had their success and then suddenly they weren't successful at all. Like, they'd had their 5 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever you get, and were reduced to a state of complete destitution, so much so that they planned to rob a filling station, a service station. Well, they pulled that off quite successfully. They rushed in, got the cash, and got caught almost immediately because, of course, they were recognised on the security cameras.
Listen now to what I say.
I'm not even going to tell you who that is. You can find out from the website www.recklesseric.com and look for track listings. It'll be up there at some point. Anyway, the 80s couldn't have been all bad, even though it did spawn the expression no pain, no gain, because it did also produce the Proclaimers, and this is one of their songs.
Yourself up again. You need to harness pain and tell the truth about love. You need to break your heart before you can really start. You need to break. Attack defenses you can't breach. Then you need to lose and lose and lose again. If you want to hold the flame, you harness pain, you harness pain. You need to teach them all about. You need to face your doubt to tell the truth about love. You know the cliche's wrong. Hatred is just as strong. You know it's just as strong, just as strong as love. So you need to take your hate and doubt and fear, distill them through your word till they run clear, till they run right through your heart like island.
If you want to.
was the Proclaimers. Now let's think about what happens in those backstage lonely moments. Actually, I think this would be more likely to happen in a bed and breakfast hotel. Or I suppose it would be one of those modern ones now, modern hotels. It wouldn't happen backstage. There never seems to be a backstage, but that's because I'm not glamorous anymore. This is Gene Pitney.
A thousand hands applaud tonight. I sing my songs, my star shines bright. I stop and smile, I take my bow. I leave the stage and then somehow backstage. I'm lonely, backstage I cry. You've gone away and each night I seem to die a little out on that stage. I'll play the star, I'm famous now. I've come so far, a famous fool. I let love go, I didn't know I'd miss you so. Backstage, I'm lonely, backstage I cry. Hating myself since I let you say a different world, and yet I'm lonely all the time. When I sign my autograph, when I hold an interview and get you out of my mind. Come back, my love, come back to me. I need you now so desperately. What good is fame? It's just a game. I'd give it to be the same. Backstage I wait now, hoping I'll see your smiling face waiting there backstage for me. Your smiling face waiting backstage for me.
I hope you've enjoyed sharing 15 minutes or 30 minutes and 39 seconds of fame with me this morning, this afternoon or this evening or wherever on this earth or galaxy you happen to be. See you next time.